This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And that is to correct the misunderstanding of what a righteous man and a righteous woman looks like. A lot of us, sadly, especially perhaps the young ones amongst us, are quite skin deep, which is surface level. A righteous woman in our eyes is simply the woman who wears the full abaya and her face is veiled. This is the righteous woman. That is my dream wife. Now hold on a minute. Quick footnote here. No one can detract from the importance of the hijab and say it's not part of their religion. The hijab and the niqab, they are part of the hijab and they are part of the religion. No one can reduce that. So we're not into this business of, oh, I know such and such girl who wears the niqab, but she is an absolute beep, so I don't need to wear the hijab. Because she wears it, what's it done for her? We're not about that life. We're saying the hijab is part of the religion. Niqab is part of the religion. Don't get that twisted. But for you to limit your understanding of a righteous woman to that, this is a mistake. Because what is behind this hijab? What if she is a namama, a slanderer, moving from family to family and individual to individual, spreading corruption between people and fake news? What if she's a woman who is inciting women to leave their husbands and turning them against one another? What if she is a backstabber? What if she is vile in her kalam? What if she does not know how to show affection to her husband or to her loved ones? What if she has no interest in ever rearing a family? A chameleon, changing color according to the context that she's in. If she's with the righteous people, she's a righteous person. If she's with backstabbers and slanderers, she's just like them. This is a righteous woman because she wears the hijab and niqab. This is shaitan in hijab. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked about a woman, he was asked about two women. Ya Rasulullah, inna fulanatan tusalli al-layla وَتَصُومُ النَّهَارَ وَتَتَصَدَّقُ وَتَفْعَلُ وَتُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. Messenger of Allah, we know of a woman who prays so much in the night. She fasts during the day. She gives abundant charity. She has a lot of ibadah, but her only downfall is that she harms her neighbors with her talk. He said, لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا. There's no good in that woman. هِيَ فِي النَّارِ. She's in hell. She's in hell. And then they said, وَفُلَانَةٌ تُصَلِّي الْمَكْتُوبَةِ وَتَصَدَّقُوا بِأَثْوَارِ وَلَا تُؤْذِي أَحَدًا. O Messenger of Allah, we know of another woman who prays her five prayers. That's it, basic. Alhamdulillah, she prays her five. And she gives bits of curd in charity, athwar, but she doesn't harm anyone with her talk. He said, she is in paradise. What is righteousness? You have a good woman of akhlaq and religion and she's wearing this ideal hijab? Alhamdulillah, light upon light. But what is a righteous woman in your eyes? Righteousness is also about mu'amala, dealing with people. It's also about a purity of heart. It's also about restraining your tongue from harming people. It's also about minding your own business. And then what is a righteous man? What does a righteous man look like, dear sister? Is it just the individual who has a well-kept beard and some sort of head covering on his head and perhaps he has a platform delivering talks here or there? This is the righteous man. This is perhaps part of righteousness, but is it righteousness? What do you know about this person behind his imam and behind his thawb and behind closed doors? What does he do? We don't want to think bad of people, but have you done your investigation? Or is it just a question of a DM, please marry me, you're so righteous. How do you know? What about his finances? Where does he get his money from? Many of his brothers who look like prophets, mashallah, serving up crack to their community when they leave the masjid. Sahulala. Brothers saying to me all of the time, you'd be surprised, Ya Ali, brothers on the front row, what they're doing behind closed doors. Is this person at odds with his mom and dad? Wallah, alhamdulillah, I pray, I fast, I have some da'wah, mashallah, you know, I'm studying knowledge and aqidah, everything in place, mashallah. Yeah, but I don't speak to my dad. What type of religion is that? What type of hoax is that? You don't speak to your dad. شو هذا الكلام? What is this? I have fallen out with my mom. What religion do you follow? I'm, wallah, he's practicing. This is what I'm saying. What does a religious man and woman look like?